Turkey is famous for its handcrafted carpets, and Syrian refugee women are being given the opportunity to learn the craft. In the Adıyaman camp in southern Turkey, an experimental workshop has been set up by the camp managers and local officials. 40 women are taking a crash course in carpet weaving. Rula Kasim is one of them.
Women want to work here in order not to think about Syria all the time and about the tragic times they have faced back home. This helps them not to recall traumas like losing relatives or to stop thinking all the time about their children still in Syria. This course can offer relief.
Rula moved to the camp 13 months ago. For her, life in the camp has been endless days of blank boredom and mundane tasks. The women are taught to imitate the traditional carpet designs and methods that have made the country's carpets famous. Turkish rugs are double knotted. Each piece of yarn is looped twice through the weft. Turkish carpet companies supply the wool and sell the finished carpets. Warda has been taking the workshop for almost a year and has finished two carpets. Both were sold. She made $175 on one of them.
The most difficult part of this job is to match the motifs exactly. There are big parts of this profession that are hard to learn. It's not easy. Like when you bring this thread here and lay it in the right place, you must learn that. It's challenging.
The workshop has been a success, and the carpets have been selling in the United States and the United Kingdom markets. It's been empowering for refugee women, suggests Gamze Karayilan, a handicraft teacher at the Public Education Center.
They have certain traditions. From a man's point of view, the main aim for women is to have children. At the beginning, we even criticized this, but that's the tradition. Here in the camp, men dominate life. They look at women differently. This is a minor effort, but at least we are trying to change the culture.
The workshop offers some relief for the refugee women still suffering from the trauma of war and losing their loved ones. Rula takes pride in her craft now.
And at the end, if we take a look, we have something real that was created with our hand.
Just recently, another pilot project was launched for men. They learned to sew and tailor clothes. Those who attend workshops are the fortunate ones. Unlike urban refugees, the ones in Adıyaman camp are not free to move around and therefore cannot find work during the cotton harvest. And so thousands sit or stand and wait. There is for them little else to do. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.